So I'd like to welcome everyone today to the Global Water Healing Meditation. We had Creek Song was scheduled to lead it today, and I got an email from her about an hour ago that she was sick. So you got me instead. And I think she's going to fill in on February for me. So this is exciting for me. I wasn't planning this today, but here we are. And next month, December, is going to be Frederic calling in from France, and I'm actually going to be away, so my beloved Linda Shea is going to fill in as the hostess next month. So you won't be hearing from me again until January. So this is our... Oh, gosh, we're at 4.5 years now of doing this every first Friday of the month. I welcome anybody new that's here today for the first time. You'll find it's just really simple to just follow along. It's going to be a guided meditation. And also just a reminder that all of these meditations are posted on the website, globalwaterhealing.org. So anytime you've got a half hour to do some healing work for the planet or you're together with a group or something, you can always go there and just pick one and do it. So great. Well, before we actually get into the actual meditation part, I wanted to share with you some words from my orca friend Granny. Now, this was actually, she's gave me these messages actually a year or two ago. But I was looking at it today and I thought, oh gosh, this is too timely. It's still all relevant information. So let's just close our eyes and take a few deep breaths. And let's just get calm and relaxed. Just let yourself, let your consciousness settle down. Call all your energy back to you. Everything you left scattered around while you were trying to get to this call. And just do some deep breathing. Deep breathing will take you to just a very quiet place inside. So just keep breathing and going deeper and deeper to that place of silence. And stillness. And just relax as I give you this message from Granny. She said, "The state of our planet is a reflection of the state of your consciousness. To truly clean up the planet and save yourselves, you must transform your consciousness. I do not say this to blame humanity. We whales do not spend our time judging you. The whales and dolphins are here to help you, so please ask for our help. Meet with us in person or in the telepathic realm. Model your behavior on ours of cooperation and love. The more humanity can become like cetaceans, the more you will progress. We are here to guide you, but you must pay attention and allow yourselves to be guided. Do not be dragged down by the current chaos in the world. Humans are gifted and powerful creators. You only need to shift your focus ever so slightly to come into alignment and do good for each other and all creatures on planet Earth. It is time to forgive and let go of violence. Make your priority loving the Earth, loving and supporting each other, loving and protecting all creatures, and doing everything you can to make life a paradise for all. Do not let go of your dreams for the future. Do not let the naysayers and negativity affect you. Do what you must to keep yourself in a positive and uplifted state and spend your time wisely. Worry and anger are a waste of precious energy. Focus on the good. Hold thoughts of love and healing, and see the world in the perfect state it is becoming. Perfection is on the way, so do not believe the illusions that some are promoting. We whales and dolphins love humanity and are here to help you. Join your energy with ours to heal each other and the planet. We are sending our love and blessings to you always. So let's take that in for a moment. Just breathe that love and blessings into your core. Feel that loving, powerful energy of the whales and dolphins filling you now. And now imagine that you are standing on the shore of a beautiful sea. It's right there in front of you. The sand is wet and cool on your feet. The sun is shining gently on your face. You look up at the clear blue sky as a flock of birds fly overhead. Take a deep breath and just feel the sense of peace and contentment that fills you. And as you look out to the horizon, you notice something shimmering on the water. And as the shimmer gets closer, you realize it is a pod of dolphins and a group of whales. They come close to shore, only 50 yards out, and they swim back and forth in front of you. The dolphins and whales are asking you to join them. You dive or walk into the water and swim out easily to the group. And your very own cetacean guide swims up to greet you. It might be a dolphin, an orca, a humpback or a gray, maybe a sperm or a blue whale. Doesn't matter. Just spend a few moments really looking at this guide who has come for you and get to know each other. Your guide asks you to crawl onto his back so that you are lying with your heart above his heart. And if your dolphin or whale has a large dorsal fin, then just position yourself a bit to the side so you can put your cheek on his back. Or right on that dorsal fin. And let your arms stretch out and down his front flippers. And take a few deep breaths. And feel your breath synchronizing with your cetacean guides. Notice that you are breathing together and that your energies are merging together. You and this dolphin or whale are becoming one, but you are not becoming a part of the whale. The two of you are becoming a new being, a super being that is more powerful than either of you, and combining all the attributes and strengths of cetacean and human. Breathe deeply and feel your powerful strength in laser focus. Feel the depth of your love for this world and all its species. Now bring up an image of our planet, the Earth, and see it sparkling. Clean, clear, and vibrant. Every habitat and environment is in perfect balance and harmony. the seas. The lakes and rivers. All water. The rainforest. The plains. The mountains. The deserts. The North and South Poles. Air, the land, the minerals, the plants. The trees, the animals, and the humans. Hold this vision of perfect balance and harmony, and begin radiating light and love in every direction to empower and enhance this vision. This light is becoming brighter and stronger. It is a powerful, iridescent light radiating from you, and you see it reaching other whales and dolphins, some merged with humans and some not. Notice that they are also radiating this light and love, and it is crossing the planet, reaching millions and millions of dolphins and whales, and millions of people who are all focused upon this vision of peace on Earth, goodwill to all, clean water and air, vibrant soil and plant life, all species thriving and living in harmony. See that powerful shining light radiating out of you and out of these millions of whales and dolphins and humans, and just watch it light up the entire planet.
notice that all the people on the planet are sharing and helping one another in peaceful and productive ways. And there is respect for each other and all living beings. The earth is in perfect balance, and there is peace and harmony, and all species are vibrant and healthy. And now see that all the world leaders and politicians are becoming enlightened and emanating loving vibrations. They are now only concerned with the good of the entire planet and all the plants and animals and people. And let's hold the vision that only good politicians will be elected on Tuesday here in the U.S. Politicians that are heart-centered, love the planet and all people. Those who are motivated by love, not greed or power. And let's see the people going to the polls and making the decision that is best for all beings in the planet. So shine that radiant, brilliant light into all the polling places. Just light up the polling places with this healing, loving energy. And let this vision also be true for every future election here in the United States and throughout the world. That the leaders and politicians are coming from their hearts for the good of all. So this light that is radiating from millions of cetaceans and humans is so intense now that it completely surrounds the earth in a field of shining iridescent light. The glow extends hundreds of miles, no, thousands of miles into space. Until our little blue planet is so bright, its light competes with the sun. Continue to radiate this intense healing light and feel the peace and love that fills you. And this light is so bright that beings throughout the universe notice our bright shining gem, and they begin sending their love and healing blessings to us as well. These beings are from many different galaxies and spaces and times, and they increase the strength and healing potential of this incredible iridescent light that encompasses the Earth. Every molecule on our planet is being bathed in healing, loving energy. And this vibration is causing everything and everyone to come into perfect balance and harmony. Everything is healthy, clean, vibrant, peaceful, and joyful. Continue to hold this vision as you radiate your light and love and see the Earth surrounded by this amazing healing light. Now become aware of your cetacean guide, this amazing being that you're merged with. And feel yourself lying on his or her back, sharing your energy, wisdom, and light. And really drink in or soak in that whale or dolphin consciousness. And feel it becoming firmly anchored within yourself. Ask this guide if he's willing to work with you in the future, and see if he has a name so that you can call upon him. Just spend a moment. You're setting up a time in the future to connect with your whale or dolphin. See if there's something specific the two of you want to work on together. And ask if he has a message, a personal message for you, or a message for the group. So it's time to come back into your own body, pulling your consciousness and awareness back to yourself. Disconnect your energy from your whale or dolphin guide. But notice how peaceful and calm you are, and the love and joy that fills your heart. Notice the changes to your own energy field that have happened through this merging with whale or dolphin. And through this incredible healing work that you've done together. So it's time to say goodbye to your cetacean guide. Tell them that you'll meet again to merge like this and to continue this healing journey together. There's nothing more powerful than this merger, and you are able to use it whenever you wish for yourself, for each other, and for the world. So slowly slide off the back of your whale or dolphin friend. Swim back to shore. Walk out onto the beach. Turn to wave at your cetacean guide. And just notice the glow of iridescent light that emanates now from the water, and see that it still encompasses the earth. Everything is brighter and more sparkly now in the sea and on the land. You're coming back now to this reality, back to your body in a chair. We've left our whale and dolphin guides, and we're coming back into our bodies. So wiggle your toes and your fingers and arch your back, stretch a little bit. Coming back fully into this reality and opening your eyes. So I hope you'll remember Granny's message and that you'll continue to do this meditation of merging with a whale or dolphin and extending light and love around the planet. And maybe we can do it on Tuesday again in our own space and time. Send that light and love to the polls, to the election spots, to all the people who are going to vote, that they vote from the heart and from a high state of consciousness. So thank you all for being here today. If there's somebody who'd like to make a comment or ask a question, go ahead and *6. That will unmute yourself. And meanwhile, I'll leave everybody muted so the line sounds good.
Hi, this is Linda. That was a beautiful meditation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda.
And the message I got from my orca whale was just keep on doing what you're doing and, you know, keep sharing about the whale. You know, letting people know who they are.
Right.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Was it an orca you knew or somebody new to you?
It was actually, it was the first time I connected with the whales. I was doing a meditation in a cave with green crystals, and I was expecting Archangel Raphael to show up, and this orca whale suddenly filled the cave, and he said, "My name's Shalil, and I am your orca guide." And I went, "Well, okay." I hadn't thought about him for a long time, and he showed up again.
Wow, that's great. Well, it must be time.
Yeah, it must be time.
Yeah, he's like, "Hey, Linda, where are you?"
Yeah, and I was just having the thought that, you know, I would love to do another meditation at some point, and I was getting that Luna and Keiko and, you know, whales who we've loved, who've passed over,
yeah,
you know, want to share their energies and their love.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, well, let's email after this.
Okay, sure.
We'll get you on the schedule for next year.
Okay, great.
I'd love to hear from those guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Did anybody else get a message or something that you want to share?
Hi, Mary. Hi, everyone. This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi. I had a sperm whale, and it was white, like in Moby Dick.
Oh.
And there was this visual of Ishmael floating on the coffin and rebirth.
Mm.
And the whale represented spirit, the white whale. And what the whale said to me was to be at peace with what is and not to waste our energy and time, our energy on being at war or against. That's
right.
Really important right now. And I know it's been said in so many ways today in this meditation, and so that's what he wanted me to share.
Wonderful.
Oh, and his name was Justin, and it was something
Justin.
About being just, and, you know, just, I don't know exactly how, I mean, it's not, I can't even use words right now, but it meant more than that. It was something about being just, being,
yeah,
you know, his name meant something.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't like Justin Timberlake. It was
no, it wasn't like that. And maybe I didn't hear it completely accurately, but I got what he meant.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, it's
wow,
like breaking news. Just in.
Yes.
Just in.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. We need all of us to figure it out to become one, to be the one we are.
That's great. Wow.
I love that, to be the one we are. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, this is Muriel, and
yeah.
that was absolutely splendid in any and all ways. And I have to share that this morning when I walked before the sun came up and by the marsh, which I do every day, and every day is unique and has a unique offering. But today, and I've lived here 20 years, and I have never, ever seen a rainbow like I saw this morning. It was so potent.
Wow.
And I just, in the beginning, I was just taking it in as best I could. And then it's like, be with it and see what it wants to say. It's communicating, you know, see if you can get the message. And the message was very much about everything that happens today is so important. And that's true of every moment, anyhow.
Uh-huh.
But I just made a commitment that I was going to be so aware of today and the parts and pieces. And so when you did this meditation, Mary, it was just quite amazing how that rainbow was part of it. And
yeah.
And I kept wanting to focus on America because of the midterms and the importance of that. And what I kept going, and my guide was a blue whale. And the more I tried to focus on the USA, it was like, no, the world. Focus on the globe, the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally just surrendered and just let that be the focus and the colors and the light and the beauty. And so as you ended the meditation and you kept talking about the iridescence and how scintillating it was, and it just, my heart is so big right now. I just feel like a shooting star. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And by the way, you know, you'd think with this powerful experience that my blue whale would have some incredibly esoteric name. My blue whale's name is Ralph.
Ralph!
Gotta have humor.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I love it.
Mary, I'm sorry to impose so quickly, but I had another awareness of my vision, or the vision. You know, Captain Ahab was a crazed human being, like just wanting to kill this white whale.
Yeah.
And how the whole, like, they were all at war with this whale. They followed him, and the boat sank into the water, into consciousness, and then Ishmael was the only one that survived, and everyone else went down. So I don't mean that in a warlike way. I just mean that consciousness survived. You know, this rebirth, and I'm still really shaking from this whole experience. So my words are pretty wacky right now. But I just got that whole symbology of this vision, and
wow.
I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. Yeah, that's interesting.
Didn't the book begin with "Call Me Ishmael"?
Yes, it did. One of the best first lines ever written.
Mm-hmm.
But and I just thank you. I just wanted to thank you, Mary. It was amazing and powerful. And thank you, Granny.
Yeah. Well, I called all the whales and dolphins in before.
Yeah. Oh my!
If you've never read the book Ishmael by Daniel Quinn, see if you can find an old copy of it. It's about a gorilla, but it's a really powerful, beautiful story, and this gorilla has a lot to say about the state of the planet.
Oh, I will definitely find that.
Yeah. Ishmael by Daniel Quinn.
Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sure. And also, for those of you who don't know about or haven't read Ahab's Wife, it's the story of Moby Dick from a woman's point of view, and it's one of the best written books I've ever read. Highly recommend Ahab's Wife.
Ahab's Wife. Okay. Cool.
And remember the movie that we saw, Mary, that I can't remember the name of, that I told you about? What was it called where that girl believed in possibilities? Shoot, I just know this story. He was able to start shifting the planet, going under, you know, down, by her ability to see what was possible and to feed the right wolf.
Wow. Yeah.
I forget the name of that.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Oh, no. Tomorrowland, that was it. I've only seen it 10 times. I'm sure taking up a lot of space, aren't I?
What was the name of it again?
Tomorrowland.
Oh, Tomorrowland. Okay.
You said it didn't do well in the box offices, and it was a shame because it was really speaking to us about how we can make a difference, how we are the difference we can make.
Yeah.
I love the space you're taking.
Thank you.
You're not taking it, you're giving it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So much.
Hi, this is Ariane, and I decided that for Election Day, some people that I know, I'll encourage them to have those images also to project the vision, because that's powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And just to surround all those people in those places with light and healing, loving energy, that they make, you know, the decisions to vote for the people who've got the right mindset, you know.
And I also envision people who might not be expecting to vote, but will vote from their hearts did they come, even if they didn't plan to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah,
a huge amen to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we put that into motion today here, and we can keep holding it for a few more days and get everybody we know to do it as well. It's so easy to do.
Hi, Mary. This is Anne. How are you?
Hi, Anne.
Hi. I haven't been on these calls for a while, but I joined today because next week I'm going to an oceans conference. You know, it's a professional conference.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to ask for everyone to hold this conference and all the people who will be dealing with ocean policy and activities in your prayers and your heart, so that they will be guided to do whatever serves the highest good.
Great. And where is this thing happening?
In San Diego.
In San Diego. And what day?
All next week.
All next week. Okay.
Yes.
And what's the name of it?
Well, it's a very masculine focused. It's called Blue Tech Week. It's, blue technologies.
Uh-huh.
So, but I think many of the people who will be there will focus on what they call the blue economy, because how to maintain economic activities in a way that ensures the enjoyment of the ocean for all of us for many, many decades to come.
Yeah.
So
sure.
I know that we focus on the healing love and light and the consciousness, but I think in this world of 3D cause and effect, and we also need to take actions as well, right? And it's not just always about, you know, demanding that someone do something, but I think that each and every one of us can take concrete actions, and then hopefully, in addition to the voting booths, you also hold thoughts for those who are in the professional realm.
Oh, absolutely.
With the ocean.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's that's a big part of my mission for sure. And
so,
actually,
you know, in order to clean up the ocean, we need technology, right?
I know that
we would love to just meditate ourselves and all the trash would go away, but I'm not sure that.
No, that's not going to happen. No, but you know, one thing Granny did say many years ago was that through that holding of the vision, you know, people are being inspired to create these technologies and to put them into place. And but that, yes, anything that you can do on the action physical level as well, absolutely, it takes everybody to do that. So,
and so I think
yeah.
it would be so helpful if this group can hold in your vision for the entire week.
Sure.
The space, the energetic space, so that those who can act in whatever capacity, that they will be inspired to take the wisest, best course of action that are available to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for letting us know, because that's...
Thank you.
That's what we're about. So, you bet.
And then, okay. Bonnie...
That we're supposed that we need to send a light to Mary because of all the light you send for us.
And well, thank you, Jamie.
Light to you.
I'm also, this is Bonnie Blue, and I'm also participating in a conference called Time for Wellness. My friend Lori Walsh is organizing it, and it's all about ways to help Mother Earth and Gaia, like tiny homes. And solar and sound healing and just beautiful. So that's on the 11/11, so people can send good energy to us on that day as well. We greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And my whale was an orca today, Mary. This is the first time an orca came to me. And it's a beautiful, and I have a little stuffed orca called Bluey, or Deep Blue, and so I'm holding Bluey, and Bluey's message to me, I have a friend who I was with yesterday for a long time who's actually kind of crazed like Ahab, so I thought that was interesting that was coming up. Like, she's really just getting into this anxiety, and it's overtaking her, and I'm just trying so hard to understand how to help her. And Bluey said to me, be kind to those who are troubled. Your light will lead them from the darkness. They need a helping hand. So it was just such a beautiful message to reach out to those who just aren't understanding how to stand in their light.
Mm-hmm.
So I so appreciate, you know, the message from the whales to give to people like this friend and to others who are hurting right now,
mm-hmm.
and to help them become part of the light, to help Gaia, to help Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
Mary.
Bonnie. Yeah.
Sparkle.
Mary, the message
yes.
that you read to us in the beginning, is it maybe already on the website, the Global Water Healing, or can
yeah,
you
I think it is
it
on
yet?
There.
I
yeah, I think it is on there.
That might be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks.
There's quite a few of those on there.
I just want to add, thank you, Muriel, for the Rainbow of Hope. I heard that's the Rainbow of Hope.
Oh,
here.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Muriel.
Yeah.
Well, it must have really given me hope that I didn't even know I needed, because I've just been in an altered state pretty much ever since. It was quite something.
Wow.
I have a question for all of you knowledgeable whale people. Does anybody know how big is the heart of a blue whale?
A Volkswagen.
That's what I thought. Is that accurate?
I was going to go for a school bus.
I think the tongue's the size of an elephant.
It's getting bigger by the moment.
It is.
It depends on the whale size, too, but
it
I
does.
Did read Volkswagen, and the eyes were the size, I think, of a soccer ball or basketball, something along those lines. That's awfully big. I don't know.
Wait a minute, it just came to me. Did someone just say that she's going to a conference on whaleness?
That's right.
I think we're already in that new world.
Yeah, we are.
A whaleness conference, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I say that all the time. Be whale. Well, I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving coming up, and that you just really enjoy yourselves and have a lot of light and love in your life through this whole holiday season.
Oh. And thank you for the reminder from Granny that worry and anger are a waste of energy. So
yeah.
As quickly as we can move out of both of those emotions, we can focus our energy on something more useful.
Thank yeah. You. You're welcome. Okay. Well, I'm going to unmute everybody so we can have our chaotic goodbye.
Could I just ask a quick question about what's the website?
globalwaterhealing.org.
Thank you.
You're welcome.